Sunday, March 30th, not the Baptist.
Matthew 16:14. They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
The question raised by Jesus' own town folk in Matthew 13:54 and 55 came up repeatedly during his public ministry, and in a variety of ways as people in the different areas of Palestine encountered him. Thus, as he went through the region of Caesarea Philippi with his disciples, some 6 months or so before the final showdown of his life, he felt the need to draw them out onto the critical question of the day: who do people say the Son of Man is?
Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
After reading the disciples' response in Matthew 16:14, what does this say about their familiarity with the theological questions of the day? Why do you think Jesus wanted to bring up this issue at this specific time? The report on what people were saying about Jesus probably provides insight into how different individuals and groups experience his ministry in their own setting. How was it possible for some to think that Jesus could be John the Baptist when the two were contemporaries? And what aspects of Jesus' ministry may have resembled that of the Baptist? For possible answers, consider the following chapters. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Matthew chapter 4, verses 12, 13, and 17. Matthew 14, verses 1 and 2. And Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Today, of course, we hardly can understand how it was possible to confuse Jesus with John the Baptist. But given the absence of mass communication in the first century and the abundance of second-hand information and rumor, confusion came easily. After all, the ministries of John and Jesus were not just without parallels, as the passages above show, but those who had actually encountered John should have been left with no uncertainty.
Matthew 3:11 and 12. "I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up chaff with unquenchable fire." Mark 1:6-8. "John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, and he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
It is easy to look back at the mistakes of others and wonder how they could have done what they did. What lessons can we learn from watching these mistakes that can help protect us from making the same kind of mistakes?